Hello, I'm Carl Sabatino with the froggy voice.
And I'm Roland Smith.
And this is Smith Sabatino. And to our listeners, good day and welcome as always. Thank you so much for listening in. And with all of that, Roland, with my froggy voice.
I love it.
And all the rest, let's see what this broadcast brings.
Do you remember as a kid? Buster Brown Saturday morning.
Yes, I do.
And somebody would say, plunk your magic twanger, Froggy. Well, I'm going to say that to you off and on during today's broadcast.
Froggy is here. Froggy has arrived.
Boy, what? Now you have a cold, right?
I have a cold. And every now and then, and because this is our business, it winds up well in the business where we have to conduct. And I'm conducting it through my voice right now, froggy as it is.
What would happen if you had laryngitis? Would I have to then talk all myself for the next 3 hours?
Well, during the course of this 3-hour broadcast, it may get down to, and ladies and gentlemen, Roland Smith, and that's the last you'll hear from me. I'll keep throwing it back to you as much as I can.
Well, you know, I looked up some ancient cold remedies prior to driving into the studio today, because I knew you had a terrible cold. I mean, you never had a good cold. You have a terrible cold.
Yes.
And one of the ones was to put 3 drops of kerosene on a sugar cube and swallow it.
Oh, for God's sake.
I mean, can you imagine that this is what took place probably in the late 1800s, early 1900s?
Oh, the remedy. There was recently a show on about that. Remedies that they had in the late 19th century. Some of them are extraordinary, and people actually did them.
Well, do you remember what? I'll start with me, and then you can add to this. As a child, when I had a bad cold, my mother would rub Vicks.
Vicks, absolutely, yes.
On my chest,
yes.
And then put a flannel. Had to be a flannel thing on top of that, and then you could put a T-shirt on. But that supposedly helped undo some of the congestion that was inside.
We always used a humidifier thing where you would have the mist.
You're considerably younger.
Yes, I am. But it would kind of work, but it had the Vicks in there and had certain medications in there, and you would breathe it in.
Right.
And the Vicks always, the house smelled like a medical center.
Well, what's that thing they used to call it? Is it a petty pot?
No, you got
where you would
that
breathe. They would put it into a pod, hot boiling water.
You cover your head over
some Vicks. Yeah, that's it.
I can't remember what they called that. My father used to do that. And they used to also use, believe it or not, they used to use on the chest, if it wasn't Vicks, they used to take...
Camphor of some sort.
They used to take straw. And dip it in, listen to this, dip it in egg. And put the egg and the straw on your chest and then cover it. And I'm going to tell you something. It worked. It worked for swollen ankles.
Oh, come on.
I'm not kidding you. It worked for swollen ankles. And if you had a bad congestion in your chest, it worked. This thing with stuff worked.
Swollen ankles? I mean, what's swollen ankles got to do with a voice and congestion?
Know. These are old wives' tales. They tried it. I guess they tried everything. But it did work on the chest sometimes. But Vicks was always the way to go. That was the curative. Vicks was the curative. Put it on, and they used to slop that stuff on, boy, and you'd smell like a medical center.
But supposedly,
yes,
it worked sometimes.
Yes,
you know, it depends. But you all in those days, though, Carl, I remember the doctor coming to the house.
Yes,
and he would either give you pills or he'd have to give you a shot.
You know,
and
it's
as a kid, that wasn't very good.
It's amazing you say that because I never asked what the pills were. I would take a pill and feel better in the morning. I would. Regardless of what he gave you, I had no idea. Always a little yellow pill. Took the pill, and that was it.
It's probably a sugar pill. I mean, a placebo of some sort had to be.
I felt better in the morning, though.
You know, well, it's interesting. We have a good show coming up.
We
today.
Do.
We have a number of guests.
A number of phoners coming in.
But our next guest is really an interesting.
We're going to see what it brings. And what it brings here is Carl Sabatino, Mr. Froggy.
I gave you a chance to give the guy's name out. You didn't do it.
And Roland Smith.
Never
Dr.
Mind.
Joel Wallach. We're back. Every call, weekend.
Now, Cheap Psych Tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Who was your favorite teacher in school? And chances are you didn't even have to think about it. He or she has played an important part in your life. And here's the science of it, courtesy a story. Recently at the airport, I couldn't help overhearing several businessmen's conversation. They were talking about their favorite teachers. Now, grown men, power suits, talking about elementary school teachers. One said, "I remember my first grade teacher, how she handled all of us. I'll never know." Another said, "My fifth grade teacher helped me master multiplication. He was an accountant." What's the cheap psychological trick? So where do power brokers find their power? And their teachers. They teach reading, writing, arithmetic, and role modeling. Got a back-to-school question? Contact me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MYTV.
Think green. Harrison with you. Despite politics, the world is believed to be some 4.5 billion years old. So converting life's entire timeline into, say, a wall clock, midnight would be the beginning of life as we know it. For example, it took from midnight all the way to 6 in the morning for life slowly to take hold. And I mean slowly. It wasn't until 6 p.m. that the first reproductive organisms even came about. Then by 9 at night, we finally see Darwin's 1-inch trilobites 570 million years ago. And then it's not until 10 at night that we even see the dinosaurs. And then to show how tiny our last millennium is in the greater timeline, at just a few seconds before midnight, our very first human-looking ancestor evolved. From the Greeniverse.
Think green with Harrison at GoHarrison.com.